This update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Bad Axe residents have eagerly awaited the arrival of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and their excitement is tangible as the grand opening festivities commenced on Friday. With a line stretching out to the road and people waiting patiently inside, residents are clearly thrilled for the return of finger-lickin' good fried chicken. The site, formerly occupied by Pepper's Mexican Restaurant and Burger King, has been revitalized by K.A. Mills, a renowned commercial construction company. On May 17th, where life tastes better and they do chicken right, the new staff worked together calmly and efficiently to ensure everyone was served promptly. "We're excited to open in Bad Axe," said Darla Bowen, the marketing director who was on site to ensure a smooth opening. "Prepare to indulge in the iconic taste of KFC and join the celebration as Bad Axe embraces its return to the unforgettable flavors of Kentucky Fried Chicken. As the saying goes, there's fast food, and then there's KFC." On April 30th, around 7:12 p.m., an employee at the East Side Party Store called 911 after a man allegedly entered the store and stated he was going to murder his ex-girlfriend. Stephen Orlando Emmett, 46, of Bad Axe, was swiftly apprehended by the Huron County Sheriff's Department in Verona Township following the store's alert. During an interview with the complainant, Huron County Sheriff's Sergeant noted signs of injury on the victim's neck. She expressed reluctance to report the incident out of concern for Emmett's well-being. On May 16th, Emmett appeared via Zoom from Huron County Jail, facing charges including assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, aggravated stalking, and domestic violence, second offense. Defense counsel sought the lifting of the no-contact order, and the assistant prosecutor informed the court that the complaining witness had requested to dissolve the no-contact order initially imposed in the case. However, the assistant prosecutor noted that a no-contact order had been issued by the 37th District Court in Warren due to an earlier domestic violence charge for which the defendant was on probation. That order had been previously amended to a no-hostile contact order when the incident took place in Huron County. The magistrate, Jessica Testelin-Reinke, considering the severity of the allegations and Emmett's prior domestic violence conviction, set bond at $5,000 with a 10% provision. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this. Kohler Propane is more than just a propane gas provider. For 75 years, Kohler Propane has been there to ensure that your home is always warm and your meals are cooked to perfection. Kohler Propane has dependable local service that stood the test of time, competitive pricing, and Kohler's Propane supports our local community. Make the switch today and experience the Kohler difference. Call 1-888-950-7975.
This is Steve Kohler. All of us at Kohler's Propane would like to thank the Thumb area for allowing us to serve you and your family for 75 years and look forward to serving your propane needs for many years to come. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
For around 5 hours, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County were closed Friday morning as the Michigan State Police 3rd District investigated a homicide that occurred around 4:45 a.m. near the Holland Road M46 exit ramp. MSP Tri-City Post updated the situation via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, stating that an 80-year-old Bay City man was shot while driving and later pronounced deceased. The freeway closure on May 17th extended from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the southern I-75 interchanges as MSP conducted their investigation. Complaints surfaced on social media with individuals reporting being stuck on I-75 for over an hour due to the closure. Authorities have stated that this appears to be an isolated incident with no known threat to the public. The investigation is ongoing, and further updates are anticipated. Southfield police are searching for two women believed to be sex trafficking victims. The investigation began with a tip about two men at the Red Roof Inn near Mile 12 and Northwestern Highway. On May 13th, a police chase started when officers tried to stop the suspects. It ended in Detroit when the suspect's car ran a red light and hit an Uber driver, who was ejected from her vehicle and critically injured. Ricky Edwards Jr. and Paul Allen Dave are now in custody, facing charges related to the trafficking allegations. The two women, believed to be victims, were taken to a hospital but left shortly afterward. Their current whereabouts are unknown, and police are urgently seeking their safe return. Anyone with information should contact Southfield Police or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. And we will be right back after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In recent months, the specter of non-citizens voting in the U.S. has erupted into a leading rallying cry for Republicans. They say new legislation is necessary to protect the sanctity of the vote as the country faces unprecedented illegal immigration at its southern border. Non-citizen voting already is illegal in federal elections, and there is no indication it's happening anywhere in significant numbers. States have mechanisms to check whether voters on their rolls are citizens. Still, Republicans at the federal and state level are introducing legislation and fall ballot measures to ensure it remains at the forefront of voters' minds in November. As the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to thousands after deadly storms, it will do so Saturday under a smog warning, and as all of southern Texas starts to feel the heat. The National Weather Service in Houston warned that with temperatures hitting around 90 degrees this weekend, people should know the symptoms of heat exhaustion and not overdo yourself during the cleanup process. The balmy weather is a concern in a region where more than 555,000 homes and businesses remained without electricity Friday night. The area was hit with fierce storms Thursday, with winds of up to 100 miles per hour. And we do have an obituary report for you. Laverne E. Shemka of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, passed away May 15th, Wednesday, at the age of 91. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, May 19th from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Monday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. A combined Knights of Columbus and the Daughters of Isabella Rosary will be offered on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. If you wish to offer your condolences to the friends and family of Laverne Shemka, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb Area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is currently 59 degrees. Wind speeds are from the southeast at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 93%.